Hey, successors, I'd like to tell you about a special announcement at the very end of this episode. Something that may be quite surprising for you, but nevertheless, I think it's great. Stay tuned.
Success Media Network, 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 Network.
This is your show.
Good day, successors. I'm Antonio Holman, and welcome to the Four Principles of Success, number 75, where I chat with successful people and entrepreneurs about how they enhance their businesses and lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. And if you want to learn how I've stayed motivated throughout the years, check out my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success, now on Amazon. Today, we're talking to Pamela Gold. Pamela is located in New York, New York, and is the author of Find More Strength, 5 Pillars to Unlock Unlimited Power and Happiness, a book full of tragedy to triumph personal stories, along with actionable tools to help you increase power and happiness in your life. As a child, Pamela grew up on her family's apple farm in upstate New York, graduated from Yale University, and then entered the New York City business world, where she was the point person on an IPO at the age of 24. Upon leaving the workforce to start a family, she co-founded West Village Parents, which eventually led her to pursue her passion for fitness and wellness. It was through this pursuit that Pamela discovered yoga, which connected her love of philosophy, psychology, science, and wellness, leading her to discover her life's work, teaching inner peace as the key to our greatest evolution and ultimately world peace. Pamela, are you ready to help our listeners prepare for success?
I'm so ready. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so after that tongue-twisting bio that I just fell all over, I'm sure. Pamela, aside from your busy business world, tell us a little bit about your personal life.
Sure. So I am a wife and mom of a 12-year-old and 9-year-old. And my personal life is really focused on them and then my own self-care. So equal importance on all of those roles, for sure.
What inspired you to write your book, Find More Strength, and who was your target audience?
Sure. So my inspiration really just fell through me, and I literally wrote the book in 2 weeks. We were on what was supposed to be a vacation, and my husband had some work stuff that really blew up, and the vacation got totally derailed and didn't leave the hotel room for 2 days, kind of putting out the fires and dealing with all of the big emotions and, you know, big stories in our head around it. And then kind of witnessing all of that, I just got this clarity around being able to crystallize everything I had figured out about inner peace, you know, through the lens of how our society understands, you know, building strength from the outside in, right? Like physical strength and mental strength. And then inner strength is the same way. So that inspiration really just kind of fell out of the sky. And I wrote the book in 2 weeks. And in my target audience, really, I didn't have a target audience, which I know from a marketing, you know, perspective, if you're not talking to one person, or you're trying to speak to everyone, you're speaking to no one, right? So it really was something I was called to write. And I did not have a target audience in mind in the least.
You speak about how it seems most of us are rushing to do so many things and are not really being present in our daily activities. What are 3 simple tips people can start using today to help them be more present and effective on a daily basis?
Sure. So the first is to pay attention to your breath. You know, remembering to breathe and being aware of your breathing, which, you know, it's silly because obviously we're all breathing all day long, but our breathing really is the easiest way for us to get back into the present moment. So remembering to breathe. And then the second tip is putting something on you in some way, whether I went through a phase of wearing big clunky jewelry or writing something on my hand or a string around my finger, but something to remind me to pay attention to my attention, because it's only when we're paying attention to our attention that we're actually paying attention. And so we have to have something to remind us to do that. Otherwise, we'll get sucked back into that kind of reactive autopilot mode that most of us are on all day long. And then the third tip would be to start a formal meditation practice where you really say, okay, every morning or every evening or twice a day, I'm going to sit and I'm going to practice this, because it really is like going to the gym and doing bicep curls. You're going to build the strength that you need in your brain to be able to have that awareness by doing that practice every day.
When do you feel is your favorite time to do some meditation?
So I get up a half an hour before everyone else in my family, and that ensures that nothing derails my meditation. So I get up at 6, everyone else in my family gets up 6:30, 6:45, and that's my time that can't get interrupted, can't get derailed, and I meditate every morning.
One of the biggest things that keep people from becoming entrepreneurs or business owners is fear. What's one of the main things that people can concentrate on to help them overcome that fear?
Sure. Well, I think first is to make friends with your fear. You know, we've been kind of wired to think that fear is bad, right? That we don't want to, be close to it. When fear is always telling us something really, really important, and we want to get close to it, get as much information as we can from it, and then use our kind of higher cognitive functioning to decide what to do. Because we can't make decisions out of fear, unless we're like literally being attacked by something. Then by all means, make a decision out of fear. But most of the time, what we want to do is say, okay, what is the fear trying to tell me? Is it telling me to slow down, do more research, speed up? Like, what is it? And then we can decide whether it's actually legit or not. But we can't ever let it drive. We can't let the fear drive our decisions. So the fear's coming with us. Just don't let the fear drive, right?
Now, I found this to be pretty interesting. You speak about balancing courage and surrendering as an entrepreneur. Explain what you mean by these concepts.
Sure. So courage, I think, is pretty straightforward. That bravery, that yes, fear is with us, and we're going to act anyway in the face of that. So taking that kind of brave action, not letting ourselves kind of get slowed down by our fear. And then on the other hand, it's this process of surrender. And so the courage gives us that, okay, anything I can change, I'm going to change it. And then there's the surrender around the stuff that ultimately is out of our hands. And as we know from life experience, so much is ultimately out of our hands. And the magic is in figuring out, okay, well, what is the stuff I can change and what is the stuff that I can't? And feeling when, stress is what tells me that I'm not surrendering on something that I need to be surrendering. I'm trying to control something that actually is out of my control. And then finding the faith to release that and say, okay, you know what? I can't force this. I have to allow there to be some flow in this, and I need to surrender if that flow is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do really identify with that, because we have to give room to the universe to let things flow through us so it can happen correctly. Yeah. Now, this next question actually, to my mind, it brings Gary Vaynerchuk to mind, because he's such a workaholic and he's just such a go personality. Don't get me wrong. I love Gary's content. I love it. But these days, a lot of young entrepreneurs are not taking good care of themselves by working crazy long hours and barely getting enough sleep. Why do you feel it's so important to make time for self-care?
Well, I know from experience that anything that I do from a place where I'm not really healthy, where I'm not really in my best mind, body, and spirit health, the outcome of anything that I do is going to be compromised. It's not sustainable. You know, and a lot of people have a lot of contradictory beliefs around this. Well, I'm good enough. Even if I don't get sleep, you know, I'm still going to be good enough tomorrow. I'm going to be good enough. It's not sustainable. You won't be as good as you could be. You won't be great. You won't be unforgettable if you're not healthy. And so we need to prioritize self-care. We need to have faith that there is enough time in the day to care for ourselves properly, so we then have all of our capacity to knock it out of the park when it's time to go up to the plate.
Now, when you say self-care, how does self-care play with meditation? Do they work together, or are they two separate actions?
Yeah, no, definitely I consider my meditation practice a cornerstone habit in my self-care routine. So I look at self-care as being sleep, being nutrition, being exercise, and then being mental health. And so a mindfulness and meditation practice definitely goes hand in hand with self-care, because it's kind of like flossing your teeth, but for your brain.
That's good. That's a great analogy. I like that.
Thanks.
As we all know, life's full of big, giant ups and downs, and it's a crazy roller coaster, and nothing's always perfect. Throughout your journey, what was that time when you felt most unsuccessful?
You know, I've had some big challenges and some big mistakes, and, you know, in that moment, that first moment when something really goes not how you had planned, and you can't yet see how it's part of this bigger picture of greatness, right? Because I now know every challenge, every failure, every setback is just that kind of correction point that then gives us the learning to enable us to reach that new height. But I mean, certainly I've made so many mistakes. And one of the things about my personality that I thought was not desirable because it brought a lot of pain because I made so many mistakes. You know, I fail fast. I fail. I'm not afraid to fail. And so I'll launch something that I've never done before. And then it's not, you know, the 10 that I envisioned it would be. And it was an 8, you know, after I wrote my book, I decided to create an online program around it because some people aren't readers. And I was like, oh, this is such important content. I want to create this so people can absorb it. And then, as we already talked about, since I didn't write my book for a specific market, you know, I created this program, which I put so much time in. And there's like 45 videos up on my website that you can go and you know, buy and watch. But, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I put all this time and effort creating this huge program, but I really didn't know the first thing about creating an online program. So it's not, the content is awesome, but like the formatting and all the things that I didn't know about creating a really good program. So I'm still, it's going to turn into something. And there's part of me that if I didn't have such a big picture appreciation of how life works, you know, I would feel like that was a failure. Like, oh, I put all that time in and, you know, people took the course, but no one got past like the 10th session because it's just so much. And I didn't make it as fun and experiential as, you know, a program needs to be to keep people engaged, right? So all these steps that in the moment feel like failures or feel like setbacks, really ultimately it's all part of the learning and steps on our path to greatness.
What was the most challenging client-related situation and how did you resolve it?
So the toughest situation I've had with a client recently is, you know, a client getting really attached to working with me and not like doing the work, not able to do the work. And so I am not a therapist. That is not my area of expertise. I'm not a trained therapist. I'm not a certified therapist. I'm a coach. And someone has to have a certain amount of mental health in order to work with a coach and be successful. Otherwise, you need a therapist. And that's hard when you have a client that really wants to work with you and you know that you are not their person and you kind of have to break up with the client, which is painful. And you know, you don't want to ever abandon someone or tell someone no, because I'm a people pleaser and all of that. And you have to set boundaries. You know, you have to be able to navigate where you can be of service and not waste energy and enable someone in ways that you can't be of service.
What do you feel was the one hardest thing for you to overcome in your business, but you've since conquered it?
So the hardest thing was when I first shifted. I was running a company. I was a president of a behavioral therapy weight and food center. So I, you know, president of a company, you know, it felt to my Ivy League, you know, brain that was good, right? We judge it was good. And then when I had this whole epiphany and wrote the book and left running the company and started my new business, Gold Evolution, and trying to figure out, well, what is it that I'm doing? What am I calling this? And I decided to call it spiritual strength coaching because that's really what it is. And I wanted to start to, you know, shift away from this taboo around talking about spirit and spirituality because it's not religion. We all have it in us, whether we identify it or not. And it was really, really hard for me to feel comfortable with that title and calling it that. And there was a lot of self-doubt and a lot of, you know, resistance and lack of clarity and, you know, deeper fears and contradictory beliefs around whether I'm good enough and whether this is crazy and all of those self-doubts, which, you know, slowed me down. I needed to do that work. And, you know, fortunately now I'm at a place where I am so, so clear in how I can be of service. I'm so excited about how I can be of service. I'm happy to explain it if anyone ever has questions. And if someone doesn't get it, it's totally fine. I don't take it personally in the least. And I can just do my thing, show up and be of service.
What one thing in your business are you currently struggling to overcome?
Well, finding the time with all of the responsibilities that I'm juggling. And so I'm in the fourth week of creating this parenting program I mentioned earlier. And the biggest challenge is just carving out time for me to work when I also have these responsibilities as a mom and responsibilities as a wife, responsibilities to other clients. And it's tricky. It's tricky to really focus and not allow distractions and really get the work done on the timeline that I need to get it done. That's probably the biggest challenge I have right now. And it's all good. I'm doing it. I'm getting it done.
What do you feel is your one biggest business triumph to date?
I think starting this business, I think leaving the role running the company that I was running, it definitely took a lot of courage and a lot of faith and surrender, openness and curiosity, and all the things that I write about and talk about. It was really, really uncomfortable and scary, and it felt really vulnerable, and it felt crazy to do what I did. And it feels now so in alignment. I am so certain that this is exactly what I'm meant to be doing, and it definitely feels like a huge triumph.
What do you feel is your one biggest personal triumph to date?
I think being married still, to be completely honest. I mean, we've been married almost 15 years now, and that on a personal level has been the biggest opportunity for me to grow, to become more skillful. So much of what I learned is through having to continually rise up to the challenges of having this, you know, hopefully lifelong relationship where we're two very different people, and figuring out how to continually love each other, show up for each other, even though we're so different.
Hang tight, successors. We'll return to our conversation with Pamela Gold, as well as quick success after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a tense, tired, busy person who works day in and day out, who tends to lack the proper sleep and energy? Using modular supplements, health-related articles, recipes, life hacks, and more, Bellison can help. With quality as high as Bellison, you're buying from a company that cares about the environment and only uses premium vegan supplements. That's Bellison.com. Want to learn how to cook healthy, exercise, and meditate in just 30 minutes a day? Bellison.com. Want to feel healthy, energetic, and focused like me? Bellison.com. To receive a 10% discount at checkout. Whoa, hold on. Now receive even more health benefits with a 20% discount at checkout. Go to Bellison.com with the coupon code THE4POS to get your 20% off now. Visit Bellison.com. That's BELISAN.com. Compassion and quality without compromise. Bellison.com. Are you tired of trying every new diet fad? Sick of the pills, shakes, and vibrating belts? Are you just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Linda Lavender knows exactly how you feel. That's why she created Eat to Live to Love. Eat to Live to Love is a personalized mentoring program 100% unique to you. With 24/7 support, learn to shop smart, save money, eat clean, and find your purpose using the tools and resources you need to achieve real weight loss and transformative healing without ever having to buy another gimmicky fat-sucking wrap or magic protein shake. Eat to Live to Love has been the driving force behind people across the United States to not only change their lives, but to actually take back control. Find out how health coach Linda Lavender can help you become your own hero and transform your life at eattolivetolove.com or call 1-888-440-9795 for a free initial consultation. Stop just dreaming about success and make it happen with Eat to Live to Love. Visit eattolivetolove.com now. That's eat, the number two, live, the number two, love.com. Eat to Live to Love, healing, weight loss, and fitness.
And we're back with author Pamela Gold. Now we get into the part of the show I like to call Quick Success, where you, Pamela, can inspire the successors to enhance their lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. Pamela, what are you currently doing to enhance your knowledge?
Well, I'm constantly networking in real time with people that know a lot more than I do. Like I mentioned, I'm going into this parenting world, which I'm not an expert in. I am a parent, but I'm not an expert. And so I just found a mentor who's a 40-year, 35-year veteran and expert in that world, and pairing with her and asking for help is definitely increasing my knowledge.
What are you currently doing to enhance your health?
Well, I'm definitely very committed to every day having my big green smoothie, which has all kinds of leafy greens and seeds. I put protein powder in it and lots of different roots and all kinds of supplements to make sure that I am getting that nutrition every day, no matter what.
Can't beat a big green smoothie. That's what I do every day, every day.
It's good stuff.
I love them. What are you currently doing to enhance your wealth?
Well, I'm launching this new program and I'm putting myself out there. And so this I really do see as a vehicle to drive revenue for my company in a way that one-on-one coaching just can't do.
What are you currently doing to enhance your spirituality?
My meditation practice gets deeper and deeper every day, and I'm committed to that practice. I'm committed to working with my teacher, and that is definitely deepening and opening my spiritual connection, and it is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Are there any modern apps or technologies that you use to help you achieve success?
You know, I recommend many to people, but I actually am not a big app person. Besides Spotify, music is definitely a huge part of my life. And I guess in that way, it does help me achieve success because it can definitely regulate my mood. And depending on what I'm doing, music definitely enhances my life. So besides music, I'm not a big app person.
What's something new in your life that you're really excited to learn and dive into?
Well, I'm really excited to learn and dive into a lot of the biohacking stuff that I'm starting to get exposed to. I just started a new fitness routine on a machine called the ARX that kind of gets you the most effective minimum dose of strength training. So over the last few months, I've been using this machine and seeing huge gains. And I know there's so many other cutting edge, you know, scientific, you know, equipment and new options on the market that I'm really excited to learn about because I think that we really can benefit from all this latest tech and research.
And successors, Pamela has a special offer for you. Pamela, what is that?
Well, you can go to my website, goldevolution.com, and if you scroll down, you can get the first chapter of my book for free. There's a big red button under the book to get the first chapter for free.
All right, you heard that. You can go get the first chapter of her book, Find More Strength, for free at goldevolution.com. Pamela, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, at that same website, goldevolution.com, you can contact me through that website. And my cell number's on there too, my email, and I love hearing from people. So please, if anything resonated, don't hesitate to reach out.
Finally, Pamela, what's your definition of success?
My definition of success is being in the present moment, showing up with love, passion, and being of service.
Successors, I hope you've enjoyed my conversation with Pamela Gold. Please check out more successful free content like this at the4pos.com, as well as rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening and prepare for success.
If you want to do more, earn more, be more, and stay more motivated, visit Amazon.com right now for a copy of Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. Get it now at Amazon.com.
From life to entertainment and almost everything in between, this is your show. This is his show. This is the Antonio Holman Show.
Yes, you heard it right, and I'm so excited. Stay tuned.